Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual microbizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos. A little bit about Latina entrepreneurs. And I just want to share with you that Latina entrepreneurs are some of the most fearless and determined people on the planet. They are constantly juggling multiple tasks and responsibilities while trying to make their business thrive. I know, I've been there. However, this can often lead to them feeling overwhelmed and stressed. I'm just going to make sure that I get you to understand that I've been there. So when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed, we tend to go, kind of give up. So to counteract this, Latina entrepreneurs need to learn how to manage their time and energy more effectively. Yes, energy more effectively. So this article, which you'll be able to read on the blog post, and this podcast or this live, whichever way you're looking at it or listening to it, provides two important tips that you can actually use. And that's incredibly important. Are you a Latina entrepreneur feeling frazzled and like a hot mess? Josie, you are not alone. I'm with you. Estoy ahí contigo. According to the 2016 State of Women Owned Businesses report, now I know this report is a little old, but Latinas are the fastest growing group in the section of women entrepreneurs in the United States. However, despite our growth, we continue to face unique challenges as entrepreneurs. Now, you can say whatever it is. You can say, porque hablamos español. You can say, because Spanish was our first language. You can put all kinds of excuse, but those should be reasons, truly reasons. So if you want to be a successful Latina entrepreneur, a bilingual, a mujerpreneur, you need to learn how to manage your time and energy effectively. So this means that setting boundaries for yourself and your business and learning how to say no when it is necessary is critically important. It also means that you need to learn how to be proactive in creating systems and processes that will run your business. Hence the title of Who I Help. I help women, Latina, bilingual entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs gain clarity and focus so that they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and begin to rock their six-figure biz. That's my niche. That's who I help. So creating a system and processes like that will help you run your business more efficiently and more effectively. You know, I heard a quote this morning, and I just want to share it with you. We did not sign up as entrepreneurs to be marketers. We signed up because we are passionate, whether you're a coach, you're a network marketer, you're a digital marketer, you are a marketer, right? You're an entrepreneur, you end up being a marketer, but we didn't sign up to be a marketer. We signed up to focus on our processes that help us be more passionate to help those people we want to help. Now, being a bilingual Latina entrepreneur can also present its own set of challenges. And I'm sure if you're one of those, you can agree. Now, so many of my fellow entrepreneurs, they keep saying, well, English is not my first language. Well, if English is not your first language, yes, I understand. It can be difficult to find resources to help you grow your biz. But that's why you need to reach out. Reach out to people like me. Many people that haven't reached out to me probably don't know that I have a source of how to actually finance your biz and create some income. You never know unless you ask. But as a Latina entrepreneur, I know that you may feel like you're constantly juggling a million things at once. Hell, being a woman, I said the H-E-L-L word, but being a woman, you're already juggling a million things at once, whether it's the kids, your parents, your spouse, your work, your school, your business. You're already juggling a million gazillion things. I know you're working hard to grow your business, but you also have to deal with some cultural and linguistic, barriers, right? Challenges. It can be tough to stay focused. I get it. It can be really tough to stay focused and clear-headed when you're constantly dealing with lots of distractions. But don't worry, you can overcome these challenges here. And let me share two critical tips to help you stay focused and achieve clarity being an entrepreneur, a womanpreneur, a mujerpreneur, a bilingualpreneur. Number one, learn to stay organized. The best way to stay focused is to keep your work and your workday organized. Make sure you have a system for tracking your tasks and a system for tracking your deadlines and a system for uploading things to social media. Make sure that everything has its place. This will help you to avoid feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. Amigas, my friends, yo sé lo que sienten. I live it every day. And here's the other thing. When we don't feel like anybody's listening or anybody, or we're not doing the right thing, we tend to want to give up. And I guarantee you, those that give up are never going to be successful. So you must be daily consistent, so that you don't begin to feel overwhelmed and stressed out. This will help you. So focus, organization, right? And I call it focused organization, right? And tip number two is know that bilingualism is an asset. I'm sorry. I just want you to know that I come from a long history of being a former formal educator. And even though I have the credential that says I'm a multicultural, multilingual credential, which means that I can speak more than two languages and I can teach in more than two languages, I still get that thing like, I still get those comments like, speak English. You are in America. Yeah, I'm in America. I was born here, but that doesn't preclude me from knowing and from the fact that Spanish was my first language, because my dad especially wanted to make sure that I didn't lose my Spanish. So I want you to know, quiero que sepan, that bilingualism is an asset. It is not a hindrance, and it is definitely not a barrier. I want you to realize that being a bilingual mujerpreneur, you have a unique advantage, whether it's Spanish English, Spanish Farsi, English Farsi, whatever that language is. French is my third one. Je parle un peu français. So, it's an advantage over others in your field. So I want you to understand that you need to believe, you mujeres need to believe that bilingualism is an asset. And I want you to start acting like it. I want you to stop apologizing for speaking Spanglish. I want you to stop apologizing for speaking another language. Be who you are. You are that other language. You are authentic. You are raw and you are real. So don't apologize. Act like it is an asset and it will become your biggest asset. I promise. So I want you to stay focused and really embrace your bilingualism. So much I was told, as from my district, do not speak Spanish to your kids. Well, how am I supposed to make somebody, learn the material and excel if I cannot relate to them and they cannot relate to me because of the language barrier? So I want you to throw it by the wayside. Whatever it takes in order for you to speak to your ideal customer, use it, right? In conclusion, by following these tips that I just gave you, which are two very easy ones, any Latina can go from any Latina entrepreneur can go from frazzled hot mess to a master of clarity and success. So let me ask you, have you been feeling like a frazzled hot mess and now want to be a master of clarity and success? If that's you, raise your hand. I've been there. So I want you to remember to take things one step at a time. Stay organized, be patient with yourself, and with these tools, you too can achieve anything you set your mind to. I promise you. If you're interested in knowing anything about the tools that I use, the specific tools, drop me a message below wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on the podcast, whether it is on the live here on the Facebook page, whether it is in a group. I want you to drop me a message saying, I want to know tools. I want to know tools. Four words. I want to know tools. Oops, five words. Cinco palabras. Quiero saber las herramientas. Right? I want to know the tools and I will send them to you. I'll reach out and I'll send them to you. I'll send you a link and where you can decide whether you want those tools or not. My friends, I hope you found value in today's Mondays with Marty. If you're listening on the podcast, I hope you found value in this. And as always, I am incredibly grateful for everyone who listens, for everyone that is here. Gracias por estar aquí. Have a beautiful day, night, evening, wherever, whatever time you're watching this, it's the perfect time. Remember that. Gracias y que tengan buen día, buen noche, lo que sea. Y acuérdense que al momento que ustedes lo están escuchando, es el momento apropiado para que ustedes escuchen este mensaje. Have a great one, guys. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The CeraVive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. CeraVive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.